Additional rain will be falling across portions of the Midwest as we go through the next 24 to 36 hours, and then perhaps we'll finally get a chance for some extended drying to occur along with some warmer temperatures. The forecast specifically is suggesting that we'll go through the next day and a half with some rain expected to come up out of the lower Mississippi River Basin. And as it comes northward, it will advance across the region. We'll likely see a pretty wet day today for many areas. The precipitation will be focused mostly on Missouri and areas eastward to Ohio and northward into southeastern Wisconsin and parts of Michigan. In the meantime, there'll be some lighter showers that will occur in the western portions of the Corn Belt. These will be very poorly organized and mostly quite light. Any interruption to field work in the western portions of the Corn Belt should be extremely brief. The eastern portions of the region, though, will see a fair amount of moisture over the next couple of days, and it looks like the early indications are that we'll look for moisture totals running anywhere from around 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch, but there will be some locally greater amounts in a few locations. Looks like northern Indiana and or Kentucky could be among the wetter areas. There wasn't much precipitation over the weekend after we got through on Friday. There was some rain Friday that occurred in Ohio and Kentucky, and snow that occurred early in the day across Wisconsin and parts of Minnesota into the northern parts of Michigan. Well, that was followed by some drier and warmer conditions as we move forward in time. Temperatures this week will likely be warmer still, but after we go through a period of cooling initially. We'll be looking at afternoon temperatures across the Midwest today, running mostly in the 40s and 50s across the northernmost parts of the region, but 50 and lower 60 degree readings will be common in other areas. The cloud cover and the rain, though, that will be present will make it seem a lot cooler than it will actually be, and we'll see that still continuing tomorrow as the cooler air settles more deeply into the region. We'll look for 40s and 50s throughout almost all areas tomorrow, with a few lower 60s still hanging on in southern Ohio and parts of Kentucky. The cool air will bottom out tomorrow into perhaps on Wednesday morning. We'll look for the afternoon temperatures to start warming rather significantly as we move into the second half of this week. And it looks like our warmest day will probably be on Thursday, when we'll look for 50s and 60s in the north and 60s and 70s across the south. And it looks like Friday and Saturday will still be warm like that. A lot of 60 and 70 degree readings expected and not much precipitation. That should get a lot of us out into the fields and start working. We will expect the soil to be rather wet, though, to start with, so we're going to lose the first couple of days of warm, dry weather to waiting out the drying of the topsoil. So in some cases, we'll have to wait a little bit longer. But it does look as though by the time we get to the end of this week, we'll have a nice period of improvement out there across the region, and field work will definitely begin. How long will it last? That's a good question. It looks like sometime late in the weekend, we'll have another frontal system coming across the area. That frontal system will likely generate more showers and thunderstorms across the region. The precipitation right now looks like it'll be in the western Corn Belt, probably on Saturday into Sunday. In the eastern Corn Belt, it may be more like Sunday into Monday of next week. So that should give us a fair amount of time to get some field work accomplished. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.